Welcome to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan. This is episode 2 of season 6. I want to first start off by giving a big shout out to my buddy Tommy Cleghorn. Hey brother, appreciate you. Love you, man. In the last episode, I was still working on my wife's sewing room. Now it's completely done, and it's time to start moving stuff in. Well, we started moving stuff out of the old sewing room into the new improved sewing room. And you just don't realize how much stuff you accumulate and how much stuff you stack up in a room until you start to move it. And I'm sure some of you can attest to that. But it's finally finished, and it's just a matter of getting the stuff switched over. As soon as we get the stuff out of the sewing room, it's time to start remodeling in her old sewing room, which will become our master bedroom. I'm going to make a walk-in closet from the closet space into the other room, and I'll have to put a door in, then we'll start remodeling the bathroom. We have to do it as little as we can. I don't know when that will be, but that's the next step, the next phase. I have been blessed to be able to recycle the wood and use the wood, so I haven't had to buy any, and that's a good thing. I finally got my parts recorded for the songwriter shack, so now I just got to find somebody to put it all together for me, because I don't know how to do that. I'm going to learn, but I just don't know how to do that yet. I also got a promo pick taken, or which I hope to be a promo pick, I should say. So hopefully that'll work out too. We'll see, though. I just had my first colonoscopy, and that was interesting. The prep before is the hard part. It's the getting all the stuff out of you, so to say. But the procedure itself was nothing because I was knocked out. I don't remember it. But I do remember feeling not myself for the rest of the day. Have a little bit of nausea, come and go. But then Thursday morning, when I woke up, I was good to go, just like my old self. But at 55 years old, it's time to get it done. And I was just so grateful that there was nothing. I didn't even have a single polyp. No issues whatsoever. I praise the Lord. He's allowed me to have great health. I'm really thankful for that. I'm a little heavier than I need to be, but I'm still a healthy heavy. And I got to give God the glory for that. I really do. Now, one of the biggest things we've been dealing with is the finances for the station. Now, if you've been listening to the morning show, I've been telling you about it. And I'm going to mention it in the podcast here as well. We are now to the point where we're going month for month, meaning that if we don't get the money for the month, it's a good possibility the HLE radio you know as HLE radio won't be the same. There won't be no morning show. I have to get out the building. I mean, it's just going to, well, I don't really need to keep going, I don't think. You get the picture. But we have to get our overhead made at least. And we're having a hard time doing that. I don't know what the problem is. God knows. I don't, but He does. And everything happens in His time. Now, I don't know if this is a season that's getting ready to come to an end or it's going to look a little bit different than it has looked. I don't know. I do know that we're reaching a lot of people and we're spreading the gospel. But we do need the finances to continue to do that. Paying for the electric bill, paying for the internet, the bandwidth. I've already cut back everything I could cut back. I mean, we don't even have building insurance anymore. Haven't actually had that going on 2 years now. When I had good credit, I would just float the station with what it was short for overhead. But in doing that, I've used up all my credit. Now I don't have any to float the station anymore. And I don't really know what more to do other than keep putting the need out, which I'm doing and have done. Maybe some of you that are listening to this, maybe you can pray with me. Pray for the station. Pray that we get the finances in. And it's easy to support us. It's on our websites, plural, hleradio.com, saddleupradio.com. The key is to just get monthly support. And there's no amount that's too small. And sometimes I think people don't understand that. I think they think, well, the little bit I could give ain't going to make a difference. But it does make a difference. If everybody thinks that way, it's making a difference because nobody's sending anything. I've said this before. I'd rather have a steady $10 a month pledge to the station than a one-time lump sum. Sure, the one-time lump sum, you catch up, maybe, on something. But when you got a regular monthly amount coming in, you can do things. But again, God's timing and God's economy, that's what HLE Radio is on. But I'm going to stay here until I have to turn the lights off, to the very end, because that's all I have. I'm all in. I don't have another plan. The radio station was started on faith, and I'm still going to continue to have faith and believe that God will continue to keep the doors open. I don't think He brought us this far to let us off. Now, it's no secret that I'm an ordained minister, and I knew that eventually I would have to preach at my home church. But I thought it would be when I was ready. But my pastor got sick, so I got the call with about 2 hours to prepare something, and I had to preach Sunday. I figured that's how that would happen. I kept thinking, you know what? My pastor's going to be sick, and then I'm going to get the call to have to preach. And that's exactly what happened. So I wasn't as prepared as I wanted to be, but I think it was all right. But I'm going to start developing those sermons that I started so that if I get the call again, I'll be ready. But I just want to be that vessel that God can use and whatever He needs me to do, whether it be a DJ, a preacher, a singer, a writer, I just want to make sure that I do everything He asks me to do. I don't want to miss out on what He called me to do. Now, I'm working with my granddaughter, who has talent like you wouldn't believe. Not a shy bone in her body. Always got to be the center of attention. Always in performance mode. She got a chance to sing the national anthem, so I've been working with her on her breathing. But it's truly amazing to see the talent coming off of her at a young 10 years old. I keep saying that's Papa's retirement. And it could very well be. I just know I'm going to do everything I can to help her along musically. Well, I'm going to leave it right there. I'm glad you joined me. You do me a favor. Those of you who are listening to the podcast, could you share it? Tell some folks about it. I'd really appreciate it. And if you'd like to support HLE Radio monthly, like I said, 410 North Main Street, Jennings, Louisiana, 70546. Or you can go to PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. We're there. Check me out on the morning show, Monday through Friday. Still doing that. Starting at 7 a.m. Central Time. Hey, I love you. Until next time, remember, Duke 28 and 2.